You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Jennifer, this part's just for you. That's right, Jennifer. Big Dave is up now. We've got Dave McCaffrey. He is the vice president? I don't know.
Vice President of Business Development for Biscayne Roofing and Waterproofing.
All right, Biscayne Roofing and Waterproofing. It seems to me like summer just started.
That's funny, it is. We were just looking out the window and all the rain was pouring down.
That's a perfect day for a roofer, no?
Absolutely. They don't leak unless it's raining.
So let me ask you this. It's I own a bunch of commercial real estate. I got a bunch of roofs. So we just had Josh Procacci on. He owns 5 million square feet of commercial. What should somebody be doing today? It's only May. We got two more weeks till hurricane season starts. Most people will procrastinate, so let's make believe it doesn't start till July 1st. What should people be doing right now?
They should be contacting somebody to do a semi-annual inspection. Usually what we do before the beginning of hurricane season and then after hurricane season, you should have your roofs, especially on the commercial side, inspected. You want to make sure all the drains are freed up. You make sure you don't have debris on the roof. Trees overgrow on the roofs. Be surprised. You'll see some roofs that have a lot of vegetation on it that aren't actually green roofs. So it's very important to get everything up to date, up to speed, and cleared up and free, because the last thing you would want is to have any type of blockage of the drains in the roof system when we start getting a large amount of rains.
So, I've been here for a number of hurricanes, and I know that everybody's, really relaxed, then they freak out, and then the hurricane comes, it passes, and what's the first thing they want? They want the roofer. Now, right. How do they make sure they get you when they call you?
Basically, we have a program over at Biscayne Roofing and Waterproofing. It's a preventative maintenance program. Not just Biscayne, but a lot of commercial roofing contractors have it. Where you sign up, it's a pre-maintenance agreement where we do come out twice a year. It's all scheduled. And then once you get in the maintenance program with us, you become a priority customer. Even with new roof systems, it's very important to get in a preventative maintenance program, because just like when you go out and buy a car, you buy a new car, don't mean you never have to change your oil filters or check the tires.
Look, I've walked up on a bunch of roofs right there. Just when I'm walking on the roof causes problems sometimes. And then other roofs, they last for a long time. There's all kinds of different roofs. What's the most problematic roof you guys work on?
Right now, I say the restaurant industry is one of the hardest roofs to keep maintained, because they have all the equipment on there. So there's people constantly going up for the grease machines, the air conditioning units, things like that. So whatever you have a roof that has a lot of traffic on it, they're the most vital.
And what is the roof system that you find to be the best? If you were going to have somebody come in today, they were going to get a new roof, what would you recommend that they go for?
Well, I'm a little bit of old school, and I believe in the build-up asphalt roof systems. But that seems to be a little bit of a dinosaur now.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe you said built-up roof system, but okay. So tell us a little bit about your background and experience. So first of all, thank you for your service. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into roofing and how you know all this technical stuff.
I grew up in Philadelphia. I went into the Marine Corps after graduation of high school. And it was kind of funny. I was in aviation when I was in the Marine Corps. And when I got out in 1980, our defense spending wasn't too strong. And a lot of guys were in the aviation working at different plants and services were getting, getting laid off. And being in the Marine Corps, there was a certain loyalty. My buddy's father had a roofing company. And he asked me if I wanted to make some quick cash for, while I was going back and forth deciding what I want to do. So after 35 years, I'm still in the business.
You're a roofing professional.
Yep.
You're a roofing professional now. Where do you get some of the updated technologies? You go for retraining? How does that work?
We belong to different various associations. One of them is the National Roofing Contractors Association. They're pretty much a guru in the roofing industry. They keep us very abreast of our training, safety training. Safety is very important today in the roofing industry. It's really a big difference than it was 15, 20 years ago. Safety's first and foremost, probably with most of all your clients.
Well, now, let's get back to it, because we had a couple people probably that have tuned in since you started. What are things that people should be doing right now in May if they own commercial real estate about their roofs?
They should have somebody up there checking it, maintaining it, make sure the roof drains are cleared, opened up. And again, going back to the vegetation, trees that are overgrown the roof, got the trees cut back. Because the main thing that you don't want is the roofs to get blocked up, the drains to get blocked up, which would then cause a very heavy weight load on the roof, and it could almost distress the structure of the building.
So you do the roofs, you can repair the roofs, you do waterproofing too. You know, just a real quick, we only got a couple minutes left. Tell me one more time. It's after a hurricane. I need to get my roof done. How do I make sure that you guys are going to pick up the phone, because you're going to be busy?
Well, that's why we have an 800 number. We also have satellite phones with designated numbers for clients, because there's been situations. I've been through a couple of the major hurricanes. I was down here in 1992 with Hurricane Andrew, and I was up here with Hurricane Wilma. So modern technology today, a lot of things are a lot more reachable. You know, we have a website. We have a you can reach us through our website, which is www.biscayneroofing.com. And then our we have an 800 number, which is 888-440-7663, which spells roof.
Oh, my gosh, that's too cute. So where are you guys based? You're based in Davie. What part of the state do you cover?
We cover the entire state of Florida. We've been in business since 1965. Biscayne Roofing's a family-owned company. Ronnie Lang's the owner, and his father started it back in 1965, and still the same ownership. And we haven't changed owners, and we have a very good reputation in South Florida and throughout the entire state.
So who's Jennifer?
Jennifer is just a fan.
Yeah, all right, all right. We got that. All right, well, listen, now that we've got you there, I want to say hey to Rodrigo and the rest of the team, the folks that were listening. I want to thank you for coming in, Big D, and talking about how to keep people safe and dry during the summer hurricane season and during the regular part of the year, too.
It was absolutely my pleasure, Jim. Anytime you need me to come on, I'll come back on and maybe keep it abreast and start developing a little bit more preventative maintenance, because basically your roofs are out of sight or out of mind until they need us.
Yeah, 100%. If they need you and they want to get on that preferred customer list, what's the phone number?
It's 888-440-7663, which is roof.
Yeah, you went too fast. We got Jets fans that listen to this show.
Okay, we got to slow it down.
Just slow it down just a little. Give it to me one more time.
888-440-7663, which spells roof.
All right, Big Dave McCaffrey, he's a VP over at Biscayne Roofing, and he not only brings you the roof, but he brings you a lot of fun, too. Dave, thanks for being on the show, man.
Absolute pleasure.